Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey lovers!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey there.
Finally.
It's been a hot minute.
I feel like it has.
We haven't seen each other in a hot minute.
Life has been lifing.
Yeah, sure. I went on vacation. You've been working on a RV.
Yeah, I've been renovating my grandma's camper.
And
taking over my life.
You've been working.
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything.
Oi, oi, oi. But here we are. We've been reading it in the in-between time. We'll always have a book. What's our pick for this episode?
This episode, we are covering Happy Place by Emily Henry. So,
what's the scoop?
Well, Emily Henry is the queen of vacation reads.
She is.
Like, all of
so
her...
So I've heard.
Yeah, all of her books are just good, fun, short little, you know, make you feel good reads.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for the beach or the lake or just wherever, with just the perfect amount of spice.
Did she start with a book that was called Beach something?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's like Beach Reads or something?
I thought that was her first book, maybe. Yeah.
I have the book. I have the thing here.
Because I'm positive I've read another one of her books before.
I wanted to pick The People We Meet on Vacation.
Yes!
And then I realized that Carly picked Happy Place, and I was like, oh, this is the same author.
Yep. Happy Place, Book Lovers, People We Meet on Vacation, and Beach Read.
I've read Book Lovers. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
This is my first Emily Henry book. Everyone has been like raving about her.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I judge who is raving about her on if I would like the book or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like a certain someone would be like, oh my gosh, I love that book. I'd be like,
Then I probably won't read
it. Can't be that good.
Don't know about that. But no, it was really good. I will read more of her books. But Happy Place. So Harriet has spent all her college years with her two best friends, Sabrina and Cleo. After falling in love with her roommate, Wynn, the group grows to be the perfect set of friends. When Harriet and Wynn both struggle through hard times, he calls off their engagement and breaks up with her. Harriet is looking forward to a relaxing trip with her friends to heal her broken heart. Little does she know, Wynn is on the trip too. And no one knows they broke up.
This book was so frustrating the whole time.
It was.
What do you mean?
Just, okay.
Let's just do it. Lovers Let's quarrel. Do it. So this book, I just felt so sad.
Yeah.
Like it broke my heart. So she falls in love with him and he is madly in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make things work. And then he ends up breaking up with her over a 4-minute phone call. And he doesn't tell her like why they're breaking up. He mm-hmm. gives her like these vague reasons. Mm-hmm. He doesn't talk to her about it like, can we try to work this out? Or like, tell me what's bothering you. Like, let's work on this. You know, no, it was just like, and they had been together for 8 years at that point.
8 years. Can you imagine?
Yeah. No, I can't.
But I mean, she thinks it's for a certain reason. And we don't really know what that reason is until way later.
Way later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that it just made me so sad.
So just for a reference, this book bounces back from present time mm-hmm. to the past, which
she calls it like happy place and dark place.
Yeah. Happy Place and Dark Place is the past. And then real life is the current, what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And so it starts off where like we're meeting her friends for the first time in college. And we're just learning about everybody and what they do and like how they became friends and how she met Wynn. That's the happy place. And then in the real life is when we are on vacation.
Which is at Sabrina's family's like beach house that they're getting ready to sell. And so
where is it? They kept saying the town, but I don't know. Like,
I want to say Maine, but I don't know.
Martha's Vineyard kind of vibes.
It is Maine, I think, because she's from California. He's from Montana. And then they're in Maine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really big stretch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she is a neurosurgeon. She's a resident.
Smart girl.
Yes, very smart. Brilliant. Too smart for her own good.
They say it too often that she's a genius.
And she got her residency in, I believe, San Diego.
Yeah.
And Wynn.
I'd move there.
Wynn has been, he was there with her for some time, and then his dad passed away, and then his mom got sick, and so he kind of took time to go back to Montana to be with his mom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he was coming back and forth between San Diego and being with his mom. And it was just really hard on them.
Yes. And this book is a lot of, like, honestly, it's depression and loss of a family member. My God.
Anxiety.
So it's got some trigger warnings for anybody that reads it. If yes. you do have those things in your life, then mm-hmm. probably be cautious as you read.
Well, I even wrote that I wasn't expecting the depth from this book.
This was not one of the feel good, happy books that nothing goes wrong.
I think it was a feel good, happy book, but then it would get into these deep conversations that were like eye opening for you as a reader, too. They're so even just like, not, oh, wow.
Nothing in this book made me happy.
So the happy place title is deceiving in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
But I wanted to talk about Sabrina and Cleo. I just loved that the three of them were friends.
So Me too.
They met in college. They were assigned to be roommates. And from the get-go, Harriet was like, we are all so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sabrina is a trust fund kid.
Audrey Hepburn-esque.
Yeah, like, her family comes from money. Mm-hmm. She wants for nothing. She does what she wants, says what she wants, mm-hmm. buys what she wants. Just, but she's like girly girl, kind of, but like loves scary movies.
Yeah.
And scary stuff.
She loves horror.
Yeah. And so it's kind of funny that she has that little twist. And then Cleo, her mom is like an amazing artist. I think both parents maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in school for like kind of art stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Harriet, who has grown up with her parents, who are just your average people. But they like fell out of love a long time ago and are still together, but yeah. are only there because they
You they find cohabitate. Out later that they're not as average as they seem, because mom is like a dental hygienist and dad is a teacher, but he was supposed to go to school for like astrophysicist or something yeah. and ended up not doing that. And mom was supposed to be a doctor and got pregnant with mm-hmm. the oldest daughter, and that's why she Elise. Didn't go.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like that resentment of mm-hmm. my dreams didn't work out kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're stuck together.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. They push that on Harriet a lot.
For sure. But so then Wynn comes in when Harriet takes a like leave to go study in London for like 6 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Wynn takes her spot in the apartment that they've gotten together. And then when she comes back, he's gone doing something. And so they don't quite meet
mm-hmm.
ever until this one summer where they have a meeting at the happy place at Sabrina's place. Dad's beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And Wynn is the one that picks her up from the airport. And she's like, you're not Sabrina.
And the conversation's so funny because she's like, says something about him being serial killer, and he says, I picked you up on time from the airport. Serial killers can be punctual.
But oh my gosh,
when it's time to kill, it's time to kill.
Exactly. Yeah.
They just had this like wonderful banter with each other.
They clicked immediately.
Oh yeah.
But
so they end up, you know, doing what we said. She goes to school, ends up getting a job in California, and he comes to be with her, and then everything crumbles, whatever. So she's finally like, she's been in a dark place.
It crumbles because nobody can have a conversation
mm-hmm. in any book.
In any book. Well, and ever.
She, I don't blame her because
how
she
old
was
she at that point?
They were in their 30s, I think.
Yeah.
Because they made some references that I was like in love with because I'm a millennial and I'm in my 30s. And it was just so funny because some of the things they were saying, I was like, yes, thank you. Like, I feel that. But yeah, so, and if you think about it, she's been through college and through med school and all these things. Yeah, so and now she's in her like second year of residency or something like that. So she's been in school for a while. But so she did block his number after he broke up with her.
I mean, as you should.
Because she was just trying to process her own feelings and stay afloat and keep up with this job that is extremely stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they never talked. And so she didn't know that he was coming to the vacation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They neither one told their friends or family.
Which
did he tell his mom?
No, she thought they were still together.
Yeah.
I think she knew.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
But that's what just irked me. I know that you're in denial, and mm-hmm. if you tell somebody, it's going to be real. But these are the two people that you rely on most in your life and the right. closest people to you. Like, even if you're not going to tell your parents or whatever, because she already has stuff going on with her parents, they mm-hmm. expect too much from her. I could never imagine not going to the two people I love most in the world and telling them.
Yeah.
Literally. Even just to be there for support. And I don't. So that's just something.
That'd be
that
the first thing
made
I would
me
do.
So mad literally. About this book. I was like, how can you not tell your friends? It had been months at this point, like 5 yeah. months.
Mm-hmm.
And then so. She's like, well, I think at first she was like, I can't handle talking about this. I need to process. And then it got so long because she wasn't handling it. Like, she couldn't handle it. Her heart was absolutely broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so long since it happened that she felt like, just, well, it's so long now. I can't tell them now. It's going to be weird. Like, hey, insane. Yeah, me and him broke up like 2 months ago.
And, you know, a part of the process,
wild.
Yeah.
The process of processing things is you don't get quiet. You need to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Like, and I think people use that I'm processing as a way to not deal with their problems because they're not actually processing anything. That's hiding. Yeah, exactly. It's an escape mechanism for people.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. She was hiding in her work. And yeah.
But that's what was kind of sad is she was looking forward to this trip.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going to relax. It's going to be nice and relaxing. Just me and the girls. And it's going to be like old times. And we're just going to hang out. And I'm going to have a second to like decompress.
And that did not happen.
And she gets there and Wynn walks in and she's like, what the fuck? And then everyone's like
dead,
expecting them to be a couple. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, hi, honey.
Yeah.
Or like, they're like super awkward. And then Sabrina's like, oh, we gave you guys the good bedroom this year. You always have to sleep in the kid room with the twin beds where mm-hmm. they have to push them together. And now they gave them like the freaking honeymoon suite, like the giant bed and a beautiful open bathroom with like no doors.
Yeah. So it became a one bed. One
it
bed.
Sure did.
It was like a fake dating.
It
Anna,
was
one bed.
Fake yeah. dating. Second chance romance. One bed.
Yeah.
Like all of the tropes in one.
Let's throw all the tropes in one bed. Yes. Okay. Before we move on, let me ask you a question. If, you know, you're not with your husbands that you are now, you're thrown into this situation and, you know, your person walks in the kitchen, right? In this scene. Let's just jump into this scene. What would be your initial reactions to seeing them and having this huge secret over your head?
Well, if it was comparable to her situation where she still loved him,
mm-hmm.
she didn't know why they broke up. She was mad at him, but deep down, like there was without a doubt, she loved him.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And she put all these like rules on their relationship, like, well, we can't do this because of this. Like mm-hmm. she just had all these stipulations. So if it was like, if I was still in love with him
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, I would be very anxious.
My face doesn't hide no. what my brain is thinking.
Yeah.
I would immediately cry. That's
yeah.
just
I was
going to
say, so Adam and I, this book really reminded me of him and I like a lot because at one point in our relationship, I broke up with him
mm-hmm.
Because I was going into college and he was like my only serious boyfriend. And I knew we were heading down that road of like getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of freaking out because I'm just starting this like college life and I want to have fun with my college friends, but I'm having this like already playing married with him kind yeah. of thing. And I was just like, I just freaked out. And
understandably so.
Yeah. yeah. So we broke up, but in that time I realized like, I fucking hate everybody else. yeah. I really like him.
The grass is not greener but over here. No.
There was a point in time where we were broken up and we were at the same place at the same time. And when I saw him, my heart just Aww. Like jumped in my throat. And it was funny because I tried to date somebody in between. Mm-hmm. And I was actually with that other guy.
Aww. And in that situation?
And, yeah. And all I could do was look for Adam. Like I was mm-hmm. looking for him and I was like, what is he doing? Like, aww. Where is he going? What is he? Because we were at a tattoo place.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend at the time was getting a big tattoo on his back. And Adam walked through with his friend to the piercing area. And it was actually right next to the chair that my
no
then boyfriend was way. In. But they had a curtain so I couldn't see. And I was
that
like,
that is fate.
Yeah.
I was like, what is he doing? What is he getting? Is he getting something pierced or is it just his friend? And I was just like, I anxious. Wanted to know just yeah. then and there. And I was anxious and my heart was racing. And aww. I was just like, my hands were sweating. And I was just like, oh my God, that's him. That's him. And then shortly later, my, the guy I was dating, he said something bad about Adam. And I was instantly like enraged.
Yeah.
And then I was like, huh, I shouldn't be mad about him saying something about my yeah, ex.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. I'm done with this one. Goodbye. And then Adam and I got back together. But it just reminded me of that. Like, mm-hmm. I think I would be very excited and hopeful, maybe upset still because I didn't understand. But I feel like that would be a good place and time to, you're both trapped here.
It would be so confusing. I would be so sad and so happy and so angry. Like, mm-hmm. she was not as angry as she should have been. And he mentions later that that's like an issue. They well, never fought ever.
He asked her like, are you okay? And she's like, yep. I was like, no, why didn't you say no, yes, I'm not okay? You honest. Broke up with me and he after her, 8 years and never told me why.
Like, mm-hmm. are you happy? You're happy, right? And she's like, yep, I'm happy. No, just tell him. Just yeah. say, nope, you broke my heart. It was only 5 months ago. I don't have to be happy.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to be happy.
No. You don't. If you're honest with yourself, you're not. You're miserable. You're not in a happy place. You're in this very sad,
there is one thing
place.
That I was confused about. They kept talking about how her face changed. Did she get like work done? Because
no, I think
she said it
you
was.
You think she like lost weight from depression?
I think
and
so.
She was like,
which I think she had like just looked run down.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said she looked tired, but then they said like she made a joke about getting a new face, and then one of the girls, Sabrina, said, oh, well, you'll have to tell me who your doctor is. And she said, actually, I bought a spell off of Etsy. And like, they just had this running joke.
I don't
joke.
Know. I think they were just being sarcastic, kind of like, you're a new person or something. Like, you're acting different.
Well, he even says it later when he's like, is there anything else I should know? Because he's like the, I don't know what all he says, but one of it's the Etsy spell face. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. I think I saw that they, this book is going to be made into a movie.
Oh, really?
Also, yeah.
Huh.
I'm not for sure, but.
Well, Emily Henry, I got a good casting pick.
Well, so they're at the house, right? And
now we're in the happy place.
They get to their honeymoon suite, and they're both just kind of like, okay, let's lay down the rules. Like, what are we going to do? And they're both like, did you tell anybody? And they're both, no. And so they're like, okay, well, we got to fake
it. So stupid. They fake it because Sabrina and Prath come out and say, hey guys, just so you know, my dad's selling this. This is going to be our last vacation ever here. And also, we're getting married this weekend.
Woohoo! Surprise! And we have an itinerary for every day, every hour, every moment, and it's been planned out. That would kill me.
Me too. I
you
could
hate
not.
An itinerary?
If I'm on vacation, I want to relax.
She scheduled bathroom breaks.
I don't want to be busy.
No.
Like, we went to...
You gotta pee freely.
Right? Yes. We went to Destin, and I was just like...
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I just want to sit on the beach and read my book. Like, yeah. Why are y'all trying to make me do stuff? Mm-hmm. They weren't like that, but at the same time, people would be like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, this is
literally
what
nothing.
I want to do. Or, like, just sitting and drinking coffee and watching the ocean. I was like, no, I'm not going anywhere.
I miss the beach. Like, the beach.
And they were right by the water, too, and I'm like... Let her relax. This girl is so busy. Her life is full of an itinerary and schedules and times and surgeries and appointments, and let her be.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. What, before we move on, my parents are in the Dominican Republic, or they were, they're on their way back, but I'm like, oh, they've been on the beach. They had two vacations back to back. They had family vacay and then them vacay.
Girl,
they need it.
My mom is on vacation more than she's not.
When my kids are out of the house, I'm gonna be on vacation all the time.
You know, this is sweet. This is their first vacation without kids, and it wasn't a work trip.
That's what they need.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's like their honeymoon. They've never had one.
Yes,
so.
We didn't either. Adam and I are gonna have a sweet honeymoon someday.
Are you gonna get a vow renewal?
I don't know.
You should.
Oh yeah, I guess we already did. Kind of. We've been married twice. We did. The Catholic Church doesn't recognize your marriage if you weren't married in the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
So we had to get like basically a vow renewal where we were married like before God, basically.
Huh.
And Catholics. So then it was, yeah, we did it on our 10-year anniversary. Aww. It was cute. It was nothing big. It was just after Mass, we went to the front and the priest said a few things and
we
kissed
twice
and
too.
Called left. Them today.
But yeah,
my wedding was just canceled a bunch, so
I haven't
COVID.
Had one.
COVID. I had two weddings to the same guy.
All right, back to the book.
Okay, so they're both deciding what's going on. They're like, okay, so we can't ruin this trip by telling everyone.
Ruin
they think,
your trip and tell your friends.
Right? Yes.
It's not going to ruin the trip.
I was mad this whole book.
It will actually probably help you. Your friends are going to surround you with love and
yes.
It's like the perfect
support
time.
You. Yeah. But anyway, so they decide we're going to fake it. But what are our rules? And they're like, no touching, no kissing when people aren't around.
Mm-hmm. And he says, girl, you know, I love physical touch. So
yeah.
That's off the table.
He's like, I'm touching you. And basically they go down for dinner and they're all getting a little tipsy. And at one point, she gets upset about something and ends up getting, like, way too drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And
it always happens. And
I was dying laughing about how he obviously takes care of her.
Yeah.
And he gets her up to bed and gets her cleaned up because she ended up throwing up, gets her in PJs, and puts her to bed. She wakes up the next morning, and he's laying right next to her, but they're both on the floor.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the hell is going on? And I'm in different clothes. And she's freaking out because she thinks they slept
Wake
together.
Wake up, we slept together. And he's like, gross.
No, we didn't. He's like, I was worried about you. You were refusing to sleep on the bed. I wasn't going to be the jerk that slept on the bed while you're over here on the floor. So we both just slept on the floor. And then she goes, but I'm in your rodeo shirt. So when they dated, he had this shirt that was said something about rodeos. And
this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, this ain't my first rodeo.
I saw that shirt this week. Somebody literally had a shirt that said that.
Oh, those are
everywhere.
Yeah. But she loved that shirt, and it was super soft, and it smelled like him and all these things. And when they broke up, he sent all of her stuff back immediately.
Literally, like the next day after he broke up with her.
And she was like so upset. And so she sent all his stuff back, which that rodeo shirt was included. But when he came on this trip, he brought it, which tells me he knew.
He knew, for sure.
But she was like, so funny because she's like, well, I'm in your shirt. And he's like, yeah, you demanded it. He was like, you were so mad. You were like, give me the fucking rodeo shirt. No. I just thought that was so funny.
It was. This ain't my first rodeo, but then she kept saying, I've been to so many fucking rodeos shirt.
Yeah.
If I see one of those shirts, I'm going to buy us all
They're
one.
So yeah.
Funny.
I
could make us one with my thing.
Hey. But we need the backpack shirt now, mm-hmm. and we need a rodeo shirt.
This part of the book, though, made me so worried because she was drinking quite a bit.
A lot.
And I was worried that conversations were going to be had when they were drunk.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't hold their validity once they were sober.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, please do not have that conversation right now. Mm-hmm. Or please don't do that right now.
I get mad when their first kiss is when they drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. Ugh. Spoiler. They kissed.
Right.
Spoiler.
But I can't believe how long she held it together. Like, she didn't start crying till way later. I was just shocked. Because, like you said, I would have burst into tears the first second
I
saw him. Yeah.
And then they would have been like, why are you crying? I'd be like, because I'm so happy that this was such a fun surprise.
Yeah.
No, if I was in that situation, honestly, I would be very angry. I would start crying. And I'd get mad that
this
I'm crying.
Girl did not
and then
know
I'd
how
turn
to
around
show
and walk
anger.
Out.
Are you guys an angry crier?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
When I'm, like, really mad and frustrated, then I'll start crying.
I only do it in situations where I feel like I can't say what I want to say to the person that is upsetting me.
Mm-hmm. So I just cry
all
the time.
If it's like a boss or something like that, or a person of different, like higher authority maybe, or who I feel like has higher authority over me, and mm-hmm. I can't say what I want to say,
mm-hmm.
I cry.
Right. Or if I'm not being heard, mm-hmm. then I'm like, you're frustrated. It's a different level of frustration for yeah. me that I'm like, now I give up, and now I'm crying, and now I'm mad that yeah. I'm crying because I don't cry. So
yeah,
I cried in bed last night, and I didn't know why until I ate a sandwich, and then I wasn't crying anymore.
Dead.
Did you think that something was wrong with Sabrina?
Yes.
Because why? About halfway through the book, she was just so intense about this trip. Mm-hmm. Everything had to be perfect. Everybody had to go to their assigned things. They had to spend time together. They had this one day, she made them go to a movie theater and watch like 4 hours mm-hmm. of scary movies.
Oh.
And everyone's like, why are we doing this? Like, and Cleo really didn't want to go. She mm-hmm. didn't want to do it.
I would have been her.
Cleo and her girlfriend actually were trying to find a way to get out of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to leave early. But then when Sabrina said they were getting married, they're like, well, crap, now we can't leave.
Yeah, we have to find, because they live on a farm and they own like animals and do that kind of farming stuff.
And they have,
she's like, we have to find someone to take care of the
like,
animals now.
Subscriptions, and they give people like produce all the yeah. time. So you can't just leave and not manage that.
Yeah.
But I definitely thought with the super fast wedding and she was like kind of crazy about the itinerary, I thought maybe she was going to say that she was like dying.
I mm-hmm. thought so too. Yeah, I was going to say, I said halfway through the book.
Well, she couldn't be pregnant because she was drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said halfway through the book, I felt like something was wrong with Sabrina. Cancer? And then I said, no, she just knows. So we don't find yep. out. Okay, so at the movie theater, wink, this wink. Ties it back in. At the movie theater, Kimmy, which is Cleo's girlfriend, partner, she gives them all
cute names.
Weed gummies. And I thought it was so funny how everyone was just like, okay, let's do it.
Let's enhance the experience.
But it was so funny that they were all like super high because they were like, oh yeah, no, those are homemade. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't know how to like measure it correctly. So who knows how much is yeah. in that? And they're like, one of the things Harriet says is, I can feel my blood. And these colors have tastes. I was dying. I was laughing so hard at that. I don't know why. Like, I'm a child when it comes to like high jokes uh-huh. or like people like in movies when people are high in the movie and being crazy, it kills me. Yeah. I like laugh so hard. But I just felt like Harriet and Wynn belonged together.
They annoyed me a lot, but I think that they were meant to be. They were just meant to be better.
But then they want to be together, but they can't. Why? And I'm like, you guys are stupid. But I was getting worried that they wouldn't get back together because the book was getting really far along.
Little bit of the book.
I hate when that yeah, happens.
They were like kissing and telling each other that they miss each other. And blah,
but
blah,
it
blah,
can't
blah.
Happen. It can't happen.
I love this with you. Why? And blah, blah, blah. And Wynn even at one point says he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? I was like, that hurts.
But
and then she's
she
like,
never
don't
just
say that.
She kept just being... Well, she started thinking that he was dating somebody else. And then she kept being like, well, he doesn't want to be with me because of what happened and whatever else. And I'm a failure. But then doesn't just go to him and say, hey, why did you break up with me on a 4-minute phone call and then mm-hmm. never talk to me again?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this kind of ties into that. So when the two of them were together, they got an apartment together in San Diego, and she was working there, and he was trying to find jobs and trying to find things to do, but he couldn't find anything that inspired him, that made him feel like good and have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a degree in business, but just really couldn't find any job worth keeping. And he was having to work multiple jobs to help support them.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart when she walked in and he was sitting there after he found out his dad died.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just broke down crying. Like, if you've seen someone you love cry like that, it's devastating.
Yeah. Tears your heart.
Oh, it was so sad. But then it was like, he was so broken and she was like shocked. She was like, oh my gosh. Like she's feeling broken too, because she loved him like her own father almost.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to be strong for him. And by doing that, they were each creating this like big gap.
Yes.
Where it's like, he's losing it, but he's trying to make her think he's not losing it.
Right.
She's losing it, but because she's trying to be strong for him.
Engaged and like about to have their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
He kept trying to plan it.
Yes. And she's like, let's just put it off. Like, it's okay. I'm busy. Because she thought it would just be easier for him because he's grieving.
And more stressful for him. And she just wanted everything to be... She didn't want to put any more burden on him.
But then in his eyes, he says, okay, well, she just doesn't want to marry me right now.
Or she doesn't need me for anything. Yes. Like, he'd try to help her with something. She'd be like, oh, no, 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 it's okay. I got it. Like,
so it's just a huge ball of not even miscommunication, no communication.
Yes.
And so.
And I mean, I get it from his side. He's like, she's so smart. Everyone she knows is so incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have like this career that I need. And.
Yeah.
Now she doesn't even need me.
Yeah.
So why am I here?
Yeah. Well, and then he starts encouraging her to go out with her work friends. Like, they're inviting her places. And she's like, no, I need to be with him. Like, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you need to go out and be with friends. Meet people, you know? You need people. And so she starts going. And she has a great time. But every time she comes home, it's like he's already asleep. Or, you know, just there. This great divide is
Did she feel like he was just pushing her away?
No, I think she felt like he meant well, because she did, you think about it, her whole college career up until this point, they were all together.
Mm-hmm.
All of them,
those people that she was pushing her to go out with.
No, not them.
Oh, them.
Sabrina and Cleo
and
that's who he was Prath pushing
and Wynn.
But they all
live so far apart. He's like, you have friends, but you don't have anyone here. Mm-hmm. You need somebody. Got it.
Yeah. And so he started pushing her to be with these people. And she had fun. And it was a good time. And he even came a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like belittling him. As one guy especially.
Martin. What a douche.
And so finally it gets to the point where his mom, she has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And it's getting really bad. She took a bad fall and she needs help. So he's like, I'm going to stay for a little while. My sister's going to come and help as soon as she can.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kind of alternate and take turns helping mom.
Right.
And while he's gone, she feels so empty.
Yeah.
With him not there. And the house is empty and she's so lonely. And she's like, well, maybe I'll meet up with the people. I know they're always at this bar on this night or whatever. So she goes to meet up with them. And none of them are there but Martin. Because the other ones were on like a date or something.
Yeah.
And so her and him chat, have a great time. You know, they're just friends visiting. And then I think he insisted on walking her home.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks her up to the apartment. And then he like forces himself on her, like kisses her.
Yeah. She says she thought he was just going to go in for a hug. And then all of a sudden his mouth is on hers.
Yeah. And then she's like, and like pushes him away. And is like, no. And then she instantly is like,
I'm not available. You know, I'm devastated. With someone.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm telling him immediately. Like she went to call Wynn immediately and tell him, even though it was like the middle of the night, she's like, I can't let this sit on me. Like that just happened. And it freaked me out and I didn't like it. And I need to tell the person that I love, like this just happened. And it freaking freaked me out, man.
Yeah. And so that's crazy that she would tell him that immediately, but she's not going to tell her best friends about. Yeah. I mean, well, I get they're very different situations. This is what happens
though. She calls him in the middle of the night and he answers on like the third ring or something like that. And she tells him what happened. And then he says, I think we need to break up.
Yeah, this isn't working out.
This is the 4-minute call.
This is the 4-minute call.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so she obviously is like, well, he thinks that I cheated on him and this is why he doesn't want to be together. But honestly, while he's in Montana, she sees that he's just like opened up, he's happy, he's having a great time, because they live on a ranch where they do furniture repair. And
his dad did all this repair work and he loved doing it with his dad.
Yeah. And so now he's there and he is back to where like he's his favorite person in the world taught him all this, and she can't bring him away from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I'm in this residency and everyone thinks this is the most important thing in the world for me to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave, even though she's starting to realize she hates it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think that was what was good about Wynn, was because he was teaching her, like, you can't live your life
for other people.
And like,
it won't work out.
That made me, I was like, yes.
Took
like,
me a while to learn that.
That, my grandma told me that years ago.
It's mm-hmm. a lesson hard to learn.
It was when I wanted to adopt my cat, Cream Puff. Mm-hmm. I've been fostering cats. And he was like my second or third litter. And I absolutely loved him. We all loved him. He didn't make me sneeze. But anywho, I wanted to adopt him. And I mentioned, every time I talked about my fosters to my mom, she would always like turn up her nose and be like, I don't know why you do that. You have so many cats. Why are you doing that? You have too many animals. Too many animals. And so when I told her I wanted to adopt my cat Cream Puff, she said, well, if you adopt that cat, I'm never coming over again. Because she's allergic to cats, which I get. But at the same time, it's like, you're going to like
ruin our relationship over a cat?
You're just going to dismiss me because I have a cat? Like,
mm-hmm.
that seems a little excessive. Much. But I was with my grandma one day. We were driving around doing something, and I told her about it. And she said, well, I want to meet him.
Oh.
And so we went to the house, and she held him and met him. And she said he was the sweetest, and she loved on him. And then I said, well, I really want to keep him, but mom said she wouldn't come over anymore. And she's like, Carly, you can't live your life to please other people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
She's like, if you keep this cat and that makes you happy, then that's what you need to do. Like, you don't make choices and decisions based off of other people's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of yourself first, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And if that's anything you take away, or if you take anything away from this book, take that.
Yeah.
Take it. Good. Snaps. I like it.
But so then we go back to the happy place in current time, and they're getting closer and closer and closer, and it's just like, you're freaking killing me.
Yes.
And we're getting closer to the end of the book at this point.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
Yeah. They are refreshing. They're like reminding each other of wonderful memories they've had and all these things.
While they're getting closer, all of the friends are in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Cleo is upset because she didn't want to come, and Sabrina is forcing all this stuff on them. And did we already find out her secret?
I think the last thing that happened was they wanted to get tattoos. Sabrina was like, surprise, we're all getting tattoos.
Yeah.
And Cleo's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm putting my foot down. You're making all these decisions and all these mm-hmm. choices, and you're not consulting anyone else. And that's not fair. And, you know, and then Sabrina's like, well, you don't talk to me, and I was supposed to come visit you. And then you told me no. But I get where Sabrina was coming from, because I felt this way with several friends,
mm-hmm.
not you guys, but other people.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks being the friend that's always putting in the effort.
Yeah.
Sabrina mm-hmm. is always the one reaching out to people, always trying to plan stuff, always trying to bring them back together.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is like too busy in their life to return the text.
Yeah.
All it is I was thinking about you today, so I texted you. Like, yep.
mm-hmm.
how easy is that?
I literally have a friend that I haven't talked to in like probably a year, because I said, I'm just not going to text first and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard from her since.
Wow.
I have a similar. Yeah. It's just, I get people change and people go their own ways and whatnot. But I have some two girls that I went to high school with that I still love them with my whole heart. Like,
mm-hmm.
if they called me and said something was wrong, I would get to them.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked in forever.
Yeah.
Like, my one friend, I only see her, it seems like the last, oh gosh, what, three times I saw her were at funerals.
Oh, God.
At her grandparents' funeral and then her brother's funeral. And it's like, and I love her. I practically lived at her house. But, I would still do anything for her. And my other friend that, like, I don't talk to even more than that,
mm-hmm.
like, I'll randomly text her and say, hey, I was thinking of you. Like, I love you, and I hope you're doing great. You
know, I have literally two friends from high school. Actually, I want to say as far as elementary school.
Yeah, that's what mine were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've all went to school, like, grew up together. Yeah.
She's actually, we have a group chat that we message in every now and again, and she messaged us both like for just an update, because she has She lives in Tennessee, I think. Mm. And she's got twins and a little boy. And she's married. And then our other friend, she lives in Dallas. And she just wanted to update on like 4th of July. So mm-hmm. that was like the last time we've talked. But it when you're talking to them, it feels like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, like nothing's yep. changed, yeah. even though it's been so long.
Which is beautiful to know that you have friends that I feel like I've known them for over two decades. It has to have been.
And yeah. I mean, I think that's how
pretty much, yeah.
Harriet is with Sabrina and Cleo.
Yeah.
It's as soon as they're together, everything's back to being the same.
Yeah.
But this trip is different because Sabrina is
just trying so hard.
Being a bridezilla.
Crazy. So hard. But then we find out why.
Yep, we sure do.
So what's the secret?
She knows that Wynn and Harriet broke up.
And she planned this. She planned
this entire trip to try to get them back together.
Prath and Wynn are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Prath went to visit Wynn and was going to take a picture of himself on Wynn's phone and send it to Harriet because they're all close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees their messages. And that they haven't spoken in months, except for a whole bunch of messages that Wynn has sent to her.
Like the last one was basically like a apology.
Yeah, a very long. It was unsent, though, I guess. But it doesn't matter because all of the ones he sent weren't going through because she blocked his number.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so he knows, but he didn't tell Wynn he knows.
Yeah, which
but he told
again,
Sabrina because
my God, tell somebody.
Yeah, but he told Sabrina because they're together and that's just, what you do.
That made me mad too because if I saw that my friend did this, I would be like, listen, I'm sorry. I was on your phone because I was going to take a picture of myself. What is this? What is going on? Like, mm-hmm, do you mm-hmm. need to talk?
Yeah.
I feel like Sabrina should have told Cleo. Like, clue her into why we're yeah. on this
probably.
Trip.
Yeah.
So that she would have had a better attitude.
Right? No
things.
Kidding.
But
we're trying to get our besties back together yeah. again.
Sabrina and Cleo have been fighting because Cleo canceled Sabrina's trip to the farm. And we find out that reason as well is
which
because
is?
Cleo is pregnant and has a whole bunch of baby stuff at her farm and
didn't
want anybody to know yet.
Ah.
Yeah. She said that her girlfriend Kimmy's dad was so excited that she's like, it's like every day. We get new baby stuff yeah. every day.
That's what grandparents do.
Yep.
Spoil.
But, so everyone's like just a mess. And it kind of comes down to they're going to say their last, like him and her, Harriet and Wynn are like together one more time. And they're like, this is like goodbye. Like the last I love you. And I was like, no, this can't be it.
Yes.
It's not enough.
She even like leaves while he's sleeping in the morning and yeah. goes to the airport to leave.
Right.
Dumb, dumb girl.
She tries to run away. But as she's right before all that had happened, she had a special day planned that Sabrina had planned just for her, where she got to go do pottery, which is what she has discovered that she really loves to do mm-hmm. since Wynn and her broke up because she just couldn't go home to that empty house, you know?
Yeah.
And she loves pottery.
She's not good at it.
She's not good at it.
but she
I
likes
mean,
it.
Hey, it's in the eye of the beholder. Like, some people might really like that.
Yeah. It's true.
Eclectic. That's what
we said. And she's like, I love doing this. And then she starts to realize that she hates surgery. She's mm-hmm. like, I am so stressed out my entire day. Because one wrong move and I could kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
And she's like and I'm
literally.
Doing all this grunt work and I'm running around and she's like, I'm not going to get, like, if I do have a family, I'm never going to get to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get to go on vacations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be busy all the time. She's like, that's not the life I want. Like, I want kids. I want a husband. I want to go on trips. Like,
yeah,
all these things. And so she's starting to realize that's, you know, what she wants more and she wants him.
Mm-hmm.
And but he has said to her, like, no, we can't be together because I'm not going to ask you to give up your life for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm not going to ask you to give up your life for me. But he said something. Do you remember what he said to her about, like, you can't make decisions for other people or something like that?
Yeah. Something about, like, you have to do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
But
then he was telling her that. To that she would be happiest if she wasn't with him.
Yeah.
And so when she gets to the airport, she realizes, like, no, being with you is what would make me happiest.
Yeah. Quit telling me what to do. Said,
you can't tell people what will make them happy, but you're telling me what will make me happy. It was like a mind fuck.
That's what the book was.
You said, got you cookie, got me cookie.
Exactly.
And so.
You're going to find a way to put a new girl on that.
So she runs back to him and he's running to her and it's like the perfect movie, like,
Yeah.
And so they decide they're going to be together. She's going to move to Montana.
Finally.
She has to quit her residency. She tells her parents and they're like, freaking out. They're like, we will come right now. And she's like, no, you won't, because I'm not there.
Yeah.
Period.
But she finally stands up to her parents and is living for herself now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it was a really good ending. And if they 30
parents, y'all can't do nothing.
Her dad came around first is what she said. And he would send her like articles about how pottery makes you happy and all this stuff. And her mom finally came around after she talked to her and she was like, don't give up your life for someone else. I did that and it like it ruined my life. And she's like, actually, I am giving up like what I hated doing.
Yeah.
And then that's when her mom realizes and she's like, oh, okay.
But also one of the things that happens is she gets a little more insight on her sister Eloise. And I highlighted these because I really loved what Eloise said to her.
Me too.
That's a nice
she said, I like that name. You're not responsible for mom's feelings. Mm-hmm. At least that's what my therapist says. And then the other part, she says, you were just a kid. Neither of us had much say over our lives, but we do now. You're doing what's right for you. That's all you can do. And I love that because it's so true.
Yeah.
Like, you can only do what's best for you. And that's all you can do.
Literally.
Like, do
and
the
if
best.
It makes you happy, go with that.
Yeah.
That's one thing too. He said he was taking antidepressants and he realized it wasn't just for his grief because like the way he explained it, I actually had tears in my eyes because it does suck to know that some chemicals in your brain are just not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And there's not anything you can do about it. And then the way he describes it is, there was a kid in high school that was trying to rip his shirt off at a football game and he was freaking out and they didn't know what was going wrong and it turned out he had asthma. And
'cause he couldn't breathe, yeah.
He said something about, imagine living your life for 15 years on 50% of like oxygen just because that's how you think you're supposed to breathe.
Yeah.
And I resonated with that a lot because
he didn't realize
sucks.
He didn't realize he was depressed.
No, he didn't until.
And I feel like a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
The sad thing is it took his dad's death for him to figure out how to be happy.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's awakening.
But he got to go back to where like he had the most memories with his dad.
Yeah.
And I think that helped a lot too. So.
And he became a wonderful craftsman.
Oh, yeah.
He was making these beautiful tables and he was selling them for thousands of dollars.
You better go, boy.
So he started his own company and he's doing these wonderful things. And she's like, I am so proud of you. Like, you stuck it through and stayed true to yourself.
Is she selling ugly pottery and making
thousands
as well?
She moved back to Montana. Their engagement was on. They had a place, but they go back and forth between his mom's because they stay there sometimes to help with her. And then she started teaching at a pottery class, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching?
Yeah.
Helping people learn how to do pottery.
Because she's better now.
Well, I mean, you can teach.
I think
teach
it doesn't matter.
Those who can't do, teach.
Right.
Yeah.
Not really. I have a lot of teacher friends.
So the only other comment I have is that I wanted a better ending. I wanted like an epilogue with the wedding.
Do you feel like it was rushed at the end or you think there was a good balance of closure and wrapping up loose ends besides not having epilogue?
I mean,
for the most part.
I was going to save this comment for the Smasher Pass, but I'm just going to say it. I would have liked this book more if it did not bounce back and forth. I wish that there was a summarized version of the past and then I would have liked it more, I think.
Yeah.
Got it.
I liked it. I just wanted to know how cool their wedding was.
Mm. A lot of furniture.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably made everything.
Yeah, like all the chairs. I bet they had like different
chairs.
They probably
just eloped. They probably didn't even have a wedding.
Yeah.
So should we do third date?
Third date. Let's go.
Yes.
I was just thinking that the way Wynn was so physical with her was really cute. Like, yes, he just couldn't keep his hands off of her.
And he said that multiple times.
He's and like, it was just so sweet. You. Like, you know, knowing that you have that much impact on somebody's emotions and feelings just by, like, being in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm. Was I just, nice. There's a lot of things that irritate me in books and movies and probably real life. Because I know that you haven't seen this person in 5 months and you love them and you probably, well, I mean, she said that she slept with someone else, but I don't know if he did. But 5 months is a long time to not have sex. You probably really want to.
Mm. But they kept starting and then they would stop.
Yes. Have a freaking conversation. Stop just having sex.
Right.
Or almost.
Yes. But I thought it was funny because they, when they were about to have sex and he's like, I don't have any condoms. And she was like, I don't care. Like, come on.
You know what I thought was going to happen was I thought she was going to get pregnant. And then they were going to be like, well, we're forced to be together and you're going to have to drop out of your residency. Because
I would have burned this book.
Yeah, that would have
started a riot.
Yeah.
But
I have one thing highlighted.
He would not. He was like, no, we'll go to a drugstore later. Right.
Yeah. We'll be smart about
this. Yeah. When they were all really high, they went on the Ferris wheel together and
oh no.
Things were getting interesting, but he says, why are you looking at me like that? She says, like what? He says, like you want to eat me.
Oh, yeah. That's
and she says, because I want to eat you. I thought that was funny. I always like a good picking the girl up and putting her on things.
Me too.
You do.
He picked her up and put her on the dresser.
He did.
Picked her up and put her against the wall.
What was that?
We love the pushing them against the wall too.
Yeah.
What's the dark book that we read? The Peter Pan one?
Oh, God.
The dark one?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the second one.
The Never King.
The Never King's the first one.
Didn't he do something on the counter?
I think they all did.
There was a lot of stuff happening.
There was five of
them. There was a table involved.
No.
Maybe not a counter, but there was. It made me go to that book.
What is it called?
Reverse
harem.
It's not
my top choice.
No.
I never pick it.
I hardly know what to do with one penis. What would I know to do with five?
Yeah. I wouldn't do multiples of any kind.
No. Nope.
Any combination. Just, I'm a one-man girl.
1v1.
Another one, I said, or what she said, I don't remember what she was doing, but she said, is this real? This can't be. She's like, is this a dream? And he said, can't be. In my dreams, you're always on top.
Yeah. There was a lot of like little funny quips and
He was really funny.
And
his character was very endearing and
is so He seems so deadpan, but so charming and
yeah.
Like, ugh, how annoying.
Right? So perfect. Okay.
The men are always so perfect.
Should we
in
do
the books?
They really
fuck,
are.
Marry, kill?
Yes.
What you got?
I would.
If we have the same ones, I'm going to freak out.
Well, I would F Prath.
Okay.
Marry. No, backwards. I would F Wynn, marry Prath, and I don't really think I'd kill anybody. Maybe I'd kill Harriet.
No. We're way different. Okay, I would F Wynn, marry Hank.
Oh,
because he was an amazing husband. Like when Wynn talks about his mom and dad's relationship, like he was
and
perfect.
The advice he always gave. Was
he had
so
the
good.
Perfect advice. He was just very level, like
I forgot
solid
about him.
Dude.
That's a good
and
one.
And they said that Hank was very handsome and he looked just like Wynn looked just like him.
Yeah.
So you know he's hot.
Yeah.
But I would make him not die.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, or you just know when he will be. On to the next thing. Yep.
Drink.
And then I said I would either kill Sabrina's dad
for selling the happy place.
Martin.
No, Sabrina's dad just sucked in general.
He sucked. Yeah,
he was on his sixth wife.
And, oh. Yeah, had all these wives and
he was a player.
Yeah, it was gross.
Can I give you mine based off of what you've told me about
the
bus?
Yes.
I want to kill that guy that kissed
Martin.
Yeah, Martin. He's just out of the book. Let's take him out. I'm gonna marry Wynn and F Wynn, mm-hmm. and then I'll take all three girls for best friends.
Yes,
and Kimmy. I'll just take all the ladies.
Out of all of them, I would want Kimmy to be my best friend.
I was going
to
say Kimmy as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She seemed very fun.
She was down to loving, earth, kind. But also
not high maintenance.
Yeah. You could talk to her about anything. She would help you out whenever you need.
Yeah.
But also super fun.
Yeah. She seemed like somebody that you could chill with, but then go do really fun things with. She'd mm-hmm. be okay either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't as crunchy as Cleo, I think.
Yeah.
Crunchy. I feel like Cleo is really crunchy.
She was not the smooth peanut butter.
Right? Speed date?
Yeah.
So, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
You go first.
Okay.
Let's see these picks.
So, my guy.
Because, honestly, as y'all were talking, I had no visual input.
When was said to be a blonde-haired, green-eyed boy.
Okay.
Super charming. And he let himself go a little bit, or maybe he chose to do this because he was happier. His hair grew out and he had a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't remember anything about Harriet except for she was like half Indian, maybe.
Oh, really?
That might have been a different book.
I don't even know. I feel like that was a different book.
It probably was. But based on that, I picked a half Indian girl.
Okay. That works. You know,
y'all gonna have very different picks then.
So my win was I really picked the person based off of one picture that was fit the book perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's Shawn Mendes.
Oh, that's a good one.
And look at this picture.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Do you remember they had an outdoor shower that Wynn kept going to because the shower in their bedroom was
open
and he wanted to give her privacy. So he would just go outside to
I love it, outdoor
shower and change. And so this picture that I found of Shawn Mendes is him outside.
What a nice back.
In a shower.
It's a nice
back. In a foresty area. And then, there he is in swim trunks.
Just being ripped. He is really fit.
Because Wynn was really fit. Like, she would talk about his abs and his shoulders and
I didn't think that's what he looked like.
His be honest and with whatnot.
You. I don't like him.
I just think remember Shawn Mendes from Vine and
and he was younger.
Yeah, he used to sing a song about, because he was really good friends with this other singer named Cameron Dallas, and he used to sing a song about him, and every once in a while it just pops in my head.
That's funny.
And it's not a real song, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Vine, what a time to be alive.
My girl for Harriet was Elizabeth Olsen.
I love her.
This is Mary-Kate and Ashley's little sister.
Yes.
So definitely not half Indian.
So she just looks very reserved and just sweet.
That does not even look like her.
And innocent. Mm-hmm. And just,
She looks, I like her so much more with dark hair than with blonde hair.
Yeah, for sure.
I like her so much more when she's, this is a bad comment.
No, not red hair.
I'm going to. Stab just myself for this, but
say
when
it.
She's smiling,
I know she always has that Mary Kate
and the
Ashley
girls
face.
All do that; they just keep their lips together and look like super.
But
serious.
They have great smiles. All of them
her
do.
Smile is beautiful.
Yeah,
she looks a whole different person when she smiles.
Yeah, when she doesn't smile, she looks exactly like her sisters.
Yeah,
literally, that looks like her. The girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had to try to find some pictures of her smiling because I liked her smiling pictures better.
Those are good.
But
I like those.
That's my picks.
Well, as I said, I must have gotten confused because I thought that she was half Indian.
I'm excited to see these.
We have to look it up because I really don't remember girl, female. but I don't remember her explaining
sure
what she looked
green
like.
Eyes, and she kind of had curly hair.
Okay, well then I'm completely wrong with mine. I picked a girl named Jamie Guns.
Oh wow.
She could fit.
That's what I imagined.
Work.
What does the front of the book look like? What's that
it's
little
a girl
picture?
In a tube, and she does have brown hair.
Okay, brown hair.
Black,
I got
brown
it.
Hair.
Well, she's a model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
She doesn't just take pictures in her bras. But for my guy, I picked, I think he's from Glee. His name's Dean Geyer.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it.
And I thought that was a pretty good
he's
one.
He's beautiful.
That is a good pick.
Except his eyes are blue and not green. He'll have to wear contacts when we cast him.
I think Shawn Mendes has like brown eyes, so it's okay.
Does he? Well, maybe they're hazel.
Yeah.
Green eyes are rare, so. Right?
Yes, they are.
So.
All right. It's harder. It's a genetic mutation.
We're all just a genetic mutation.
I have trivia.
Oh, count me up. Here we go, Carl. This is all you.
Pressure's on.
What was Harriet's sister's name?
Eloise.
Why do we?
Oh, they are brown. He's they're hazel very brown. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the bookstore they went to on their trip?
Happy Place.
Murder, She Read.
Murder, She Read.
Fun.
So cute. What was the pilot's name?
Gregory.
Brad.
No. Brett. It was Ray.
Ray.
I don't know.
What was Sabrina's car? Well, it was her dad's car Subaru. That she was driving.
Wasn't it a red Mazda. Porsche or Jaguar?
Yep, a cherry red Jaguar. How long were Harriet and Wynne together?
Eight years.
Yes.
I knew that one. I'm a good listener.
Where was Sabrina planning Harry's bachelorette trip?
Las Vegas.
That's correct.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What did the girls' inside jokes shirt say?
The rodeo one?
At no. the very
oh,
beginning.
That's Wynne and her.
Something about... This one's a virgin, this one can't drive, and this one, dang it, what's the other one? I don't remember.
Has ADHD.
Virgin that can drive, virgin that can't drive, not a virgin, but a great driver.
Yeah.
Where did Sabrina propose to Prath?
What? She proposed?
Well, technically he proposed a year ago, and she said no.
Mm. And then she did it.
In the same place that he proposed.
No.
On the beach. On a boat.
Central Park.
Okay. Huh. How original.
Right.
Yes.
She's a
technically out of the box thinker she with proposed the Las Vegas and the- in their house and he said no because he thought she was joking. And then she was serious and planned out a whole day and then proposed again. What are Wynne's sisters' names?
Lainey.
I'll give you a hint. They are both usually male names.
Jordan. Charlie.
Kelly.
Nope.
I don't know.
One is Lou.
Okay.
And the other is Michael.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Can you tell me Harriet and Wynne's full names?
Harriet Ann.
No.
Wynne Ryder.
Wendelin, Windinson, Windor.
Windor.
I don't know.
Wyndham Connor and Harriet Kilpatrick.
Harriet Tubman.
all I could think about every time was my orange VHS tape of Harriet the Spy.
I like that.
And I said that to Peyton, and then he said Harriet Tubman. And I was like, oh, different brains.
Oh my gosh, those are good.
All right. Well, smash or pass?
I said smash. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I got through it real quick. It was a nice read.
Quick read? Mm-hmm. Would you consider this a good vacay read?
Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it to people.
Yeah, it took me like a handful of hours. Mm-hmm. But I would say One Night Stand.
Okay.
I liked Book Lovers way more.
Mm.
And I have...
I enjoyed that book.
I have people we met on vacation or people we meet on vacation that I'm planning to read. But as of right now, I don't know if I'd recommend this book.
Hmm. I liked it.
Made me mad a lot.
It seemed like a very introspective book. Yeah. I feel like we... talked a bit more about feelings in this episode.
Mm-hmm. A girl I work with said that she read it and it was too real life for her, which is understandable because there was a lot of...
Yeah.
It wasn't just the kind of book that is sunshine and rainbows the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good book. I will say that.
Yes.
I think she's a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not... No, I'm not sure.
She's not that into you.
I'm just not that into you.
All right. So what is our next pick?
Happily Ever After is Zoe's pick.
After is The X-Files by Morgan Elizabeth.
Whoop, whoop. So, guys, again, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. If you want to follow us on any of our socials on IG and Facebook, we are Lovers Library Pod. We also have a Facebook group that is Lovers Library Book Club. So if you want to join, it is private, so you'll just have to get accepted. And pretty much we accept everybody unless you're like trying to scam us. And then on TikTok, we are lovers.library.po. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.